During his DNC bid, Wickler received endorsements from high-profile Democrats like former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. After Saturday's ballots were tallied, Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party Chair Ken Martin led Wickler by 112 votes. Milwaukee-based Democratic consultant Joe Zepecki says he's confident Wickler is now focused on helping Democrats win Wisconsin's April Supreme Court race.
Ben and his team ran an extraordinary race, and over the last couple of months, were able to make the case to the national party about what has worked here in Wisconsin.
During his run, Wickler raised more than $726,000. The bulk came from LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman and a political action committee created by George Soros. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.